Brought to you on UK Health Radio, The Natural Beauty Show, an in-depth look at the beauty issues that affect you. Hi and welcome to The Natural Beauty Show with me, Natalie Elliott. For those of you who don't know me yet, I'm a beauty expert who likes to explore the beauty issues that affect us all and the brands with solutions to fix them. I'm passionate about the issues that affect real people like you and me, from acne and body positivity, hair loss, hygiene poverty, sustainability and green ethics, to how hormones affect our bodies. I explore it all for you. Remember, you can follow me on Instagram at @Natalie_E for insider beauty tips, as well as information on the key beauty and self-care issues that affect us all. Today, we're exploring how busy mums can still feel that they're able to keep control of their skincare regime, even with less me time. As well as giving you inside information about the products directly from the brands, we're going to be hearing from a skincare specialist who has some amazing tips and information about how to stay looking your best no matter what you are juggling. So joining me first today is Lucy Vose, who's the head of education for skincare brand Gatineau. Lucy, I know that Gatineau has a strong reputation as a skincare brand that specialises in anti-aging. But for those people tuning in today that may not be familiar with the brand, could we start by hearing a bit about the brand's ethos and mission?
Yes, absolutely. So excitingly, Gatineau is actually celebrating its 90th birthday this September. So we've been a brand that's been around for a very, very long time. In terms of how the brand started, it was started by a very prestigious Parisian beauty therapist called Madame Jeanne Gatineau. Mm-hmm. And she was a divorced lady with three children to support. And she set up her own beauty salon. Now, this was back in 1932, where there was a time where products were very harsh, full of alcohol, full of surfactants. So she wasn't really getting the best out of her facials that she was performing. So she collaborated with a biochemist to create her own line of professional skincare products that she could utilize during her facials on her clients. And she was trying to utilize ingredients that were natural, that really improved the health and vitality of women's skin. And she made her success really from this line of professional skincare that eventually then led to retail products. What she did was she kept the same strength of the salon grade formula and just poured it into smaller retail products. Amazing. So we really were born from a professional salon grade sort of formula range of products.
And such a relatable woman as well, you know, divorced, three children to juggle, wants to get the best out of her own life. I'm sure we can all really relate to her, even if you're just juggling kids and career and trying to still look your best. So let's talk a bit about the aging process. I mean, it's something that we all end up getting a bit shivery about, don't we? No one likes the idea of starting to age, but it's happening to us all the time. Could you talk us through what does actually happen?
Absolutely. So I think what's interesting is we know so much more now than we ever did before. When you think about it, we actually can start to age from the age of 25 years old, because from the age of 25, we naturally lose 1% of collagen per year. Now, collagen is the protein in our skin that's responsible for keeping the skin smooth, supple, and strong. When you go under the sun, the UV rays, if you are perhaps in a polluted environment or you're exposed to a lot of stress in your life, perhaps you're a smoker, that accelerates threefold. So we know from the age of 25, you start to lose moisture in the skin. We know we lose the collagen in the skin. And then as we get older, what happens is we have sort of three layers of our skin. And the first and second layer, which is called the epidermis and the dermis, they both have communication with each other, and they lose that communication as we get older. So then what happens is we start to lose sort of moisture in the skin, and the skin gets very dehydrated. That can lead to sort of surface lines that then lead to deeper wrinkles. The dermis, which is the middle layer, which I call the sort of the filling of the sandwich, if you like, that becomes very thin. So we lose that important collagen and elastin. The elastin is responsible for the stretch and recoil. So when you lose your elastin, which tends to be a bit later than the collagen, you start to notice that you get the jowl lines. You pull the skin, it doesn't spring back like it should. You start to notice that you sort of lose the definition along the sort of contours. And then also when you get into your late 40s and 50s, of course, we have a shift in hormones, and that has a massive effect on our skin in terms of skin thinness, that the skin becomes very papery thin. We notice we get deeper lines, we get a lot more skin slackening, and you start to suddenly get sort of uneven skin tone, pigmentation flaws. So that can be a massive problem as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to come back to the pigmentation issue. But let's first of all talk a little bit about the age benefit cream.
Well, this is the Rolls Royce range for Gatineau. The age benefit range is designed for multiple signs of aging. So we sort of target it five main pointers: wrinkles, skin slackening, dehydration, lack of radiance, which is a big one as we get older. And then, as you said, pigmentation flaws. So this covers all of those main issues. It also is a really, really luxurious range. And it was developed after 8 years of research by a medical professor called Professor Jean Le Jolif. And he studied the skin in depth and actually studied what happened, what were the changes between the sort of 30s, 40s and 50s. And so he created this sort of range, the age benefit range, to tackle all of the problems associated with that. Yeah. So it really is our sort of high end Rolls Royce range that tackles all of the problems associated with aging.
So let's talk about pigmentation changes to the skin. Now, this is something that's really common. I don't know if you can see it on the camera here. I actually suffer from it myself as well.
Okay.
I lived in a sunny environment for about 7 years and I've never been able to get a grip on it. So really looking forward to trying the cream myself. But can you talk to me a bit about what changes in pigmentation are, because someone might be suffering from it and not really understand what it is, and then how does the cream help it?
Of course, yes. Yeah. So interestingly, as you say, I lived in a hot country for 6 years in my 20s as well, and I came back with quite a lot of pigmentation, but started working with Gatineau. I mean, I've worked for the brand now for 21 years, and I have to say that it has changed the whole look of my uneven skin tone. Pigmentation, unfortunately, what happens is we go under the sun and it stimulates your skin to produce melanin. So we love melanin because, of course, melanin gives us that lovely golden colour that we all absolutely love because it makes us look healthy. Yeah. The problem is that as you get older, the secretions of melanin become very erratic. So what happens is it causes the melanin to be sort of come up in appearance in certain areas of the skin, but not others. So you might notice it as brown spots, or you might notice areas where you've just got darker sort of looking skin where the melanin has been produced in that area, but then not in other areas. And of course, when you start getting pigmentation, it really can start to age the look of the skin even more. So what Age Benefit will do is it will actually work on helping to even out those uneven skin toned areas. Now, we've got an array of ingredients in the Age Benefit cream. First of all, we've got a red algae called Palmaria palmata. Mm-hmm. What this does is it actually helps to inhibit the enzyme that is responsible for producing the melanin. So we kind of cut it off before the melanin can even be sort of secreted at the surface. We've also got some hibiscus extract in there. Now, that's very rich in vitamin C. Vitamin C is brilliant for helping to reduce pigmentation flaws on the surface. And that hibiscus extract also has two AHA sort of acids in there, and that will help to exfoliate the surface of the skin. So we'll help to get rid of the look, because the dead skin cells can exacerbate that look of pigmentation as well. So there's a lot of sort of different ingredients in there that are going to work at different levels of the skin to really help to even out that uneven skin tone.
I mean, you've just mentioned acids, alarm bells can go off there, but these are naturally forming acids.
Yes, they're natural fruit acids. So they were discovered back in the 1970s, and they are the most effective and gentle way to be able to exfoliate the skin. As you know, now we're moving away from granules, especially things like polyethylene granules, which are really damaging to the environment. What we find now is alpha hydroxy acids, these very gentle fruit acids, which come from natural sources like apples and sugarcane and grapes. They have an amazing effect at being able to unglue the dead skin cells from that top layer of skin, so that they sort of shed themselves away and reveal that amazing new skin. Now, that makes the skin look younger. It helps with lots of different problems like skin breakouts, dehydration, lines and wrinkles, and this uneven skin tone.
So gone are the days where we need to frantically scrub our faces with an exfoliator. We don't
absolutely not. Yes, we're completely moved away from that. Again, you know, in the last 20 years, we just know so much more about what works and what doesn't. You know, Gatineau is a high-end brand. I've been lucky enough to work for this brand for over 20 years and to be able to utilize the products. So I'm so passionate about the fact that I know these products are so results-driven and really do work.
The other thing I love about your products is all these natural, lovely, deeply nourishing ingredients within them. So that's fantastic. Thanks for joining me, Lucy.
Thank you so much.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltz know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltz, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltz. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So today we're talking all about anti-aging and busy mums. And joining me now to discuss the brand and the products in the box is Ren Global Brand Ambassador David Delport. Thank you for joining me, David. It's
lovely. Hi. Hi, Natalie. Such a pleasure. Lovely to be here.
Yeah, great. Let's start by talking a bit about Ren, because a lot of people will be familiar with the products, but maybe don't have an understanding of the brand journey and how they came about.
Sure. So, you know, Ren actually started with a pregnant woman who, you know, 22 years ago was trying to find a solution for her skin sensitivity. And it kind of began because she was, you know, she was pregnant. She was a sensitive skin person herself. And she just wasn't really prepared to compromise on efficacy, product experience, and all of those good things. So what she found was, you know, at the time, you had the choice of these very high-tech brands that delivered amazing results, but perhaps they included some ingredients that your skin wouldn't want if it was on the sensitive side, or perhaps even if you were pregnant, right? So that was one option. And then the other option was to go completely natural and completely sort of organic. And while those brands are lovely and serve a purpose, to her, they felt a little austere at times and perhaps didn't deliver the results that she was looking for. So, you know, she kind of was that original inky decoder in that she would look at these ingredients and kind of go, what's this? I don't know what that is. Let me research this. And that kind of took her to a point where she was like, all right, why can we not have the results that I get from my high-tech brands, but in the sort of sensitivity okay world of your 100% natural or your organic brands? And this is kind of where the whole concept for clean started. So, you know, we started the clean movement, I think 1999, so it's 20 plus years now. Yeah. And Ren actually means clean in Swedish. And so this was all about, you know, a woman who didn't want to compromise, wanted the results, but wanted things that she knew were okay to use for sensitive skin and during pregnancy. So it's an amazing brand to work with. Yeah. And to this day, I think it's a very unique proposition.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually amazing that, you know, it was created by someone who was going through pregnancy. And women, I'm sure a lot of women tuning in today will really empathize with that. When you are pregnant, you feel really conscious about the sort of products that you're putting on your skin.
Right.
You also feel really conscious about what, you know, what's going to come into contact with your children. And so it really changes your mindset quite a bit, actually, as well.
It does. It does. And I think, you know, there's even dermatologists will, you know, some will say, yes, you're okay to use this. Others will say you're not okay to use this. And I think the recommendation is always speak to your doctor if you have any concerns. But, you know, what we do our best to do is use ingredients that we know are as skin friendly as possible. And I think that that is something that Ren has done very well over the years. And it's a very trusted brand. It's a word that comes up a lot when I speak to clients is, you know, we love Ren, we trust Ren. And I think that would make Jane very happy today to know that. Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. And tell me a bit about your career, because you've had quite an incredible journey yourself as well, haven't you? How did you get to become the global brand ambassador for Ren?
Well, yeah, it's been a journey. Gosh. I actually started in makeup. So I worked with Francois Nars and Laura Mercier, Trish McAvoy back in the day. And, you know, this is going back also nearly 20 years. And, you know, at the time there was no social media. If you wanted to learn the craft of makeup, you either had to go to a sort of a beauty school, which I didn't have the money to do at the time, or you had to sort of take on apprenticeships and work in stores with makeup artists. And that's what I did. So I was very lucky that I learned from these giants in the industry. You know, I learned how to do eyebrows from the woman who persuaded Madonna to shave hers in the 90s.
Amazing.
Francois Nars, who was, like, in my mind, one of the first to create, you know, foundations for black skin and textures that were beautiful on black skin as well. So I learned from some incredible people, and I was very grateful for that experience. I then honestly had a little bit of a burnout. I was tired of the industry. I took a break for a year. I worked for a charity in Kenya. It was an HIV research charity. And while I was there, I got very sick. I got malaria and came back with not only feeling really unwell, but really bad skin. So Ren was actually a bit of a rescue for me in that someone recommended I use Ren. I loved the product so much that I literally went into the office in Malibu and was like, I need to work with you guys. This is such an amazing brand. And that's how it started. And the rest is really grafting, a lot of hard work, and just being open to the journey, because it's kind of taken me from, you know, working on a shop floor in like Selfridges and Harrods and Harvey Nicks and all over the place to the position I'm in today, which is, you know, it's a wonderful place to be, and I'm grateful every day that I get to do what I do.
Amazing. And I'm sure people can really relate to that as well. It's lovely that, you know, you're a real person, you've had a real story, you actually turned to a brand to help you solve an issue that you were facing with your own skin, and then you loved it so much you just went on to, you know, make it your mission, really, to spread.
Yeah, I mean, I found my tribe, and I think this is how I describe it to people. Ren was, you know, it was more than skincare, it was family, and it was, you know, just the most incredible place to work, and it never felt like a job. And I think that's when you know you're onto something quite special, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Well, let's talk a bit about the messaging that Ren puts out, because they talk a lot about on their packaging. So anyone buying the box this month will notice it talks about bioactive ingredients. What does this mean?
Bioactive. So, you know, when we first started formulating Ren, you know, Jane had this wonderful idea, but she really had to find a brilliant chemist who could realize this world where essentially you're taking plant chemicals and you're using those instead of synthetic chemicals, because we believed at the time, and, you know, I think science would probably also show that there's a lot of truth to this, that the skin has a greater sort of chemical affinity for things that are already available and produced in nature. So that's for us what the bio part of bioactives means. It's life. Bio is a Greek word for life. The active part means, you know, taking science, refining these molecules and making them active and clinically proven. So you've got the best of what nature can produce, refined by science to be clinically proven. And that for us is, it's kind of like speaking the same chemical messaging, the same chemical language that your skin speaks. And in a nutshell, that's what bioactives are. And actually Ren pioneered this like 22 years ago. So it opened up, I would say, a whole new way of formulating for a lot of brands today.
Yeah, it really did. Because now, you know, a lot of brands are turning to plants and nature and everything around us. And suddenly we're realizing we're actually kind of going back to our ancestry a little bit, aren't we? You know, Ren was well ahead of the game with that. And they already, you know, they were looking at historical, what did we do before these big beauty companies existed? And we actually used nature around us, didn't we? We found benefit that plants gave us.
I love this. I love this. We are going back, and we're going back to traditional used ingredients. We're now understanding through science how they worked or how they might have been working in the past. And we're refining them, and we're making them incredible for sensitive skin at the same time. And I think it's really, really special. And do you know what? When Ren first started, there was probably only a handful of bioactive ingredients we could work with. And now we're seeing so many incredible new and exciting things each month. Working in new product development for me is such a highlight of what I get to do.
Yeah.
It's really encouraging that we can get this inspiration from nature, use it in skincare that's very efficacious, but at the same time, not doing any harm to the planet, which is also very important to mention.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So you talk about, I mean, as a brand, Ren talks about clean to the skin and clean to the planet. So is that what you're referring to in that way?
Yeah. So, you know, clean, we'll probably get onto what that means in a little bit. But clean to the planet for us is, you know, we had to take responsibility for an aspect of the beauty industry that isn't so pretty, which is the huge amount of waste that it generates, right? So the first thing that we did a couple of years ago, I think it was 2018, was we set a goalpost to be a zero waste brand by the end of 2021, which I'm very happy to say we achieved. And this meant for us looking at all of our packaging across, you know, maybe 50 items in the range and making sure the plastic was from recycled sources, recyclable, reusable. And that's what zero waste definition means to us. But I also just want to say that it's not just about packaging. It's also about your ingredients. It's who you partner with. It's the whole 360 ecosystem. And I think that's sometimes where brands might not be, I wouldn't say getting it wrong, because I'm not here to judge anyone else, and everyone's trying very hard to do the right thing. But I think my advice would be to look at it as a whole ecosystem when you're talking about clean.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the definition of clean to Ren then, because there's so, I mean, a lot of people tuning into this today will be really familiar with brands calling themselves clean, but also with the term clean washing.
Yeah.
Anyone in the industry, that's a real bugbear, isn't it? We hate that term because it's like, actually, there are many, many brands out there that are trying to pull the wool over consumers' eyes, and it's just not right, is it? So what does clean mean to Ren?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up, because you can imagine it's been a struggle for us. You know, Ren does mean clean, and it's something, a concept that we started. And what it is today is hugely variable within the industry. For us, clean is, you know, using these bioactives from nature, always making sure that it is sensitive skin friendly, removing things from your formulas that you either know or feel might not be best for skin that's sensitive, sensitized, or pregnant, and then putting things into your formula that are more working in the world of sort of inflammation and correcting free radical damage. So it's not just about what you remove, it's also about what you put in. So the clean to skin aspect is usually that. Also, what I need to say is it's important you test your products for the efficacy. So there's a huge part around efficacy that I think is lacking in our industry. Testing it on a wide range of ages and skin colors is very important to us at Ren, something we do now all the time. And then, yeah, for us, it is just about kind of demystifying what clean means. And I think every brand has a right to have their own definition of what clean means. But what I would say to consumers is read the fine print and, you know, put your money behind brands that are sort of sharing your values. So I think that would be, because we both know clean is not a regulated term, but I think there's a lot of good intention behind it. And we're just getting to that stage now where we're trying to work out what those points are as an industry. So it's interesting. It's very changeable, but I think the intention is good.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's really well put. Thank you, David.
Sure.
So let's move on to the two products. So we've got the Ren Clean Skincare Evercalm Overnight Recovery Balm. And then we've got the Ren Clean Skincare Brightening Dark Circle Eye Cream, which is one that actually I've used in the past and can tell you it's very, very effective. So let's talk about those products.
Okay.
What's great about those products?
So, you know, Ren is a lot about Ren is working with skin barrier health, sort of microbiome health and all of those good things. So the Overnight Recovery Balm was really an antidote to what we were seeing in the industry, which was clients overprocessing skin a lot of the time using, you know, multiple combinations of acids, maybe over exfoliating, using strong retinols with their acids, doubling down and using strong vitamin C's.
Yeah.
And I think those things in isolation are incredible. But, you know, unfortunately, consumers don't always have the knowledge that maybe we have or the knowledge that a dermatologist has or an expert. And they're seeing all these trends coming through on social media, but they are not understanding that your skin not always can tolerate all those things at once, right? So we saw this happening, and then we looked at what we could do to almost instantly replenish a damaged skin barrier. And what we came up with was this product, which is a balm. It is essentially full of lipids, and lipids are, think of them as the cement in your skin that reconstitutes your skin barrier and makes it appear and function in a healthy way. But what's interesting about it is we took oil from olive and borage and linseed, but we added an enzyme, so we broke these oils down. So if you're someone who's nervous to use an oil on your face, but you know your skin barrier is sensitized or damaged, this is the product for you. Yeah. And essentially, those little bite-sized chunks of the lipids will instantly replenish the skin barrier. This is proven to work overnight, which is also pretty exciting. And then what that means for your skin is that you retain moisture, you've got this nice smooth complexion, and you can kind of just get back your skin back to this baseline of optimum skin barrier health. So multi-purpose, I use it on, you know, you can use it on cuticles, you can use it on, you know, post-sunburn. It is that one product that I think almost belongs in the medicine cabinet, even though it's not a medical product, because you never know when you're going to need it until you really need it. But, you know, if you're someone using retinol, if you're someone doing acids, if you're someone who's going through a lot of skin stress where you're noticing the flakiness and the redness, this is the product for you. I love it. You know, I love it on dry areas of skin on the body as well. If you have an area you want to focus on, this is the cream you can layer on and sleep with it on. I even use it when I'm doing facial massage and gua sha because it has this glorious slip and it never feels sticky. So even though it's an oil and a balm, it melts into your skin and it actually absorbs. And that's due to this enzyme technology, which I think is pretty awesome. So it's definitely one I encourage you to try if you're looking for that one product just to bring your skin back into balance.
Yeah, brilliant. So let's move on then and talk about the dark circle eye cream. I mean, this is something that I know that most people, it's the bugbear, isn't it? The dark circles. And, you know, for as much as you might try, we all never really get as much quality sleep as we need. Yeah. Or, you know, we might be stressed or, you know, especially someone who's juggling kids in a very, very busy career. You know, it shows, doesn't it? And your eyes.
It does. Your eyes are one of the most sensitive areas on the body. And, you know, the skin is incredibly thin. So you have to have a formula that is very precise, very targeted, but also incredibly gentle, because if you're going to react, you're going to react to an eye product, right? Yeah. So what we were seeing at the time of creating this was there were a lot of clients who had dark circles and puffiness who couldn't use traditional stronger ingredients that you often find in eye products. Like I'm thinking like a high strength vitamin C or a high strength retinol or whatnot, but they still needed to sort of lighten and correct the shadowing under the eyes. So, you know, Ren likes to give you an alternative solution to a problem. And we came up with the idea of using elderberry flower extract, which is actually a byproduct of the fragrance industry. So it's one of those cool upcycled ingredients too. And the antioxidants are neutralizing free radical damage under the eye area, which causes the fluid that leaks around the eyes to go dark. So essentially, you're not using an acid to whiten your skin. You're using an antioxidant to minimize the darkness that's come through. It also depuffs. It also works on fine lines. It plumps with an amazing hydration ingredient called glycogen. And for us, we were also seeing, you know, there were some people who didn't want to lighten the eye area altogether. They just wanted to target that irregularity. And that's what the product does. And it's, you know, fragrance-free, tested on sensitive skin. Yeah. So if you are stressed and your eyes are showing that stress, this is an incredible product for you. I mean, I used it during the first few months of lockdown. I don't normally use an eye care product, but let me tell you, my eyes were reflecting all of that stress that my body was going through. Yeah. And this was the one thing that I could use that felt comfortable and actually worked. And it's clinically proven to work in 7 days, which is phenomenal for sort of a more plant-based product, right?
It is. Yeah, that's really effective. And is it sort of safe to use for people with darker toned skin as well? I mean, you spoke that, you know, Ren actually really takes this quite seriously, but you know, this has been a real issue that's come up more recently where those with different shades of skin, darker shaded skin, you know, they've said, look, what about products for us? So is it safe for them to use as well?
100%. And I'm so glad you brought that up. It's something we look at when we create every product. There's another product we do that also targets this area specifically, but more for the face. But what I would say is not everyone can use a strong acid, because sometimes when you overprocess the skin, especially if you're a darker skin tone, you go from inflammation straight to creating pigmentation, rather than on the fair skin where you might go inflammation, red, and then it sort of heals. Darker skin tones can be left with pigmentation, inflamed pigmentation. And I think that's what this product targets beautifully as well. So yeah, it's we like to think it covers all bases and certainly very inclusive in the way that it was designed. You know, even though we are such a sort of iconic British brand, I think something around only 7% of people in the UK know we exist, which is, so we're still that kind of almost like a secret brand that people share through word of mouth and through gifting and passing on to loved ones. And what I will say is when we produce products at Ren, they are, I wouldn't say they're concentrated, but they go a really long way. And it's not a brand where you need to slather a lot of product on your skin in order for it to work. So the balm, you're really using a little dab once a day. The eye cream is, you know, grain of rice size tapped into the eye area, and you'll feel it spread. It's very emollient. So, you know, in terms of usage, it's incredibly good value as well.
Yeah. So, David, I just wanted to end by, if you could share your Instagram handle, because I know you've got your own Instagram account that people can follow you.
Yeah, I love chatting.
Yeah, that's great.
So I'm David_RenSkincare. I love hearing about your skin concerns. I'm always happy to recommend products from Ren and give you a bit more education if that's what you're looking for. So always open for a chat. So follow me there. I do put some education content up. You can learn a bit more about me and about Ren. So yeah, that'd be wonderful. Thank you.
Lovely. Thanks for joining me today, David.
Such a pleasure.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
I'm now joined by Karen Lee Thompson, who's the founder of indie eco monodosing skincare brand Woah Skincare. This is a really unique personalised skincare brand which provides a tailored skincare solution. Now, its founder Karen wants to empower a new wave of consumers that use only what they need when they need it. This is a really different way of looking at beauty from the traditional mass buys and trial and error routines that we're all used to. Woah was launched in 2020 and has a range of day creams and active serums that are designed for both men and women. But it's all based upon a personalised online skin diagnostic. This is something I'm really keen to explore with Karen today. I'm delighted that she's here with us today to talk about this. And let's start, Karen, with talking about what monodosing really is.
Sure, Natalie. Thank you for having me today. Well, monodosing, I think there's a very simple definition, really. It's individually prepared packet. Mm-hmm. So this kind of packet could be blister, could be vial, could be ampoule. So there are so many different sort of formats in the market at the moment. And the key thing about it is it's measured dose. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we take medicine, we definitely take measured dose. When you use skincare, Why don't we think skincare as a part of, you know, the overall self-care? So it's quite important to use just the right amount.
I received a sample of some of your products earlier this week, which are lovely, by the way. I've been using them and I'm really happy with the result. But like you say, they come in either small ampoules or blister packs. And you're quite right. You know, none of us actually are ever told how much, let's take moisturizer as an example, how much to actually use. And so it's really interesting when you're actually using one of your ampoules to actually see, this is actually the amount I should be using. And quite often, I think most of us, this is probably more common, we use far too much, don't we? Does the skin benefit from using more than it's needed? Is it best to use the correct dose that you need?
Well, your skin definitely doesn't need more products, that's for sure. And I think majority of people do make the mistake of using way too much product. And sometimes, but there's the opposite end as well, some people trying to save the product and use very little. So it's really striking the right balance, because we know that when you put too much product on the skin, you just overburden your skin unnecessarily. And most of the product doesn't even get absorbed into skin anyway. Yeah. So it's kind of, why do you even do that?
Yeah,
I know that a lot of brands give you instructions like pea size. What does that mean? How big is the pea, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's completely confusing, isn't it? And a bit misleading sometimes. So, I mean, in terms of where we all are as a society globally in our mindset with the idea of sustainability being, you know, the way forward, this is excellent, isn't it? And I know that you've called it sustainable simplicity. So tell us about the sustainability angle of having pre-dosed skincare.
Well, I think in the past sort of decade, we've been through, you know, the fast fashion, then into the fast beauty. So the whole industry is all about, you know, creating more product, more steps into skincare for people to kind of purchase and pick up. But then most of people really struggle with the choices.
Yeah.
And you watch the influencer talking about product, they hear your friends saying about, you know, this is great, that is brilliant. So you before you know it, you build up this like collection of products that you probably never get to finish, because most of the time what's right for other people might not necessarily right for you.
Yeah.
And so I think in the recent years that the whole sort of fast beauty trend's been kind of highlighted, and especially, you know, great work that the British Beauty Council is doing, kind of raising the awareness about the amount of wastage in this industry. So, you know, it's right from, you know, how do we develop product all the way through to how consumer use it. So for me, I think, well, let's make it simple, because why do we need 10 steps when we can achieve the same result or even better result with just 2 steps?
And how did you get into skincare and the beauty market? I mean, it's always really interesting to talk to founders about their journey in, and how did this whole idea come about for you?
Well, it's interesting because I was originally from Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And back in the days when I was growing up, it's all about, you know, beauty is a huge part of our culture. And we're heavily influenced by the Japanese beauty, very sophisticated and very, you know, with element of self-care. And that's always kind of part of me. So in year 2000, when Boots had a mass expansion in Asia, and they were recruiting people there, and I just, you know, freshly graduated from UK university, I thought, oh, wow, you know, yeah, one of the best sort of British company with a huge, long heritage. I jumped straight in. So I was the kind of the first batch of recruits over there to set up Boots store over there in Asia.
Excellent.
And that was it. I went into Boots, and that whole career lasted 16 years.
Wow.
So, but throughout my career, I've done pretty much the full end-to-end retail into brands training. So I started with obviously store operation, and then into supply, and then to brand management, and then into buying. And when in buying job, that's when I started to get really in-depth knowledge of how product come about, how the product are put together from packaging, raw material, to manufacturing process, to everything. Yeah, so, and then my very last job before I left Boots was innovation sourcing. So my job was about finding the next new thing for the beauty brands. Yeah,
absolutely. And the beauty industry, you know, as we all know, as consumers, trends come and go, don't they? But I think at the moment, there's some very large movements, especially ones that are talking about waste and sustainability,
yes,
that are here to stay, aren't they? They just have to be, because,
absolutely,
you know, the planet can't sustain the sort of behaviour that we've had up until now. So, yeah, excellent. Let's talk a bit more about this diagnostic tool. I mean, I started off by saying, you know, AI, artificial intelligence, is actually emerging into the beauty industry and helping consumers to make better quality decisions about the sort of products they're using on their body. Tell us about your tool and how it works, and what to expect.
It's very simple, actually. So, you know, people often ask me, how did you manage to create something like this? I said, well, you know, if you think like logically, mm-hmm, everybody thinks that we have one skin type for life.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that's not true, right? So when, you know, during your in your life, I think when you go on holiday, when you eat different things, or everything that's happening in your life actually impacts your skin.
Absolutely.
Condition.
Yeah. I mean, I talk to lots of women about this. I mean, especially as a woman, you know, you go through puberty, you have children, you hit the menopause and perimenopause, hormones fluctuate, don't they? And that changes your skin completely. So yeah, you're absolutely right with that.
And there's one very key element that people seem to overlook most of the time is your ethnicity. I married an English husband, so I have two mixed race children. So watching them growing up, it's just fascinating to see how their skin changes, and also between them, because they have all these combination of different DNAs that make their skin behave very differently. So to me, it's like, okay, how can we help people to navigate through this? I think every individual should have the knowledge of knowing your own skin and what triggers and impact your skin behavior. So once you know that, you will intuitively know how to take care of it, I think. So the diagnostic is a very simple 13 questions. So you go through the diagnostic on our website, and by the end of it, we give you a set of skin score against the common skin concerns, which, you know, in my opinion, nobody is like bad, bad, bad. There will be some elements your skin are brilliant and some are, you know, needing further work. So what I would try to show people is, don't overemphasize the concerns, because sometimes we compare with the perfect image on social media or your best friend, and then you end up feeling very stressed about it. And I want to show people, you know, just focusing on what you need to work on right now, the rest, the score is great, so don't worry about it. To balancing that kind of mentality.
Yeah, absolutely. And what are the common concerns that people come to your website with? What are the common concerns you find in this diagnostic tool?
We do see some sort of younger age groups that they're obviously oil product, you know, sebum production is the key thing, and acne as well. And then they're all sort of slightly more mature groups, and they're concerned about skin tone, which is the two main thing really. And I think also people have dehydrated skin or sensitive skin. So these kind of, I would say these are broadly four major groups. Yeah, and the diagnostic, by the end of it, we actually show you the score, all of it, and then you get recommended set of products that to help you.
And how important do you think this personalized skincare approach is? What does it give the consumer that they wouldn't have from just, you know, a generic brand?
I think it's giving you the flexibility to, you understand your skin. When your skin changes, you will be able to pick and choose what's right for you. And I think this approach would enable people to have better results and also save your money as well,
Absolutely. Which is a key thing at the moment, isn't it? We're all slightly strapped for cash at the moment. So yeah, that's a key thing. And tell us a bit about the hero products you've got. I mean, I've had quite a few samples that I've been trying out. And to be honest, I've been really enjoying all of them for different reasons. But you must have, like most brands do, key hero products that really stand out, that are really popular.
We do, yes. Our Daily Best Comfort Balm is probably our current hero right now, because the texture of the product is beautiful and the result is amazing. And when people touch that product, they are amazed by how can we create something kind of out of this world when you put it on. Not just, you know, skin benefit, it's actually emotional benefit as well. Yeah. Because when you apply the product on your skin, it's such sort of intimate moment with yourself, then you the feeling on the skin will actually help you to feel better. And so that is definitely one of our key products, and the technology is quite unique as well. We have fermented ingredients in there to help ingredients can absorb into skin better and quicker.
And do you find with skincare especially that this whole ritualistic approach is more popular? You know, I mean, I suppose we've all just come out of, you know, a couple of years of lockdowns and spending a lot more time at home.
Yes.
And with ourselves and with our bodies. Do you find that your customers in particular are really into that ritualistic skincare approach, so spending a bit more time on themselves?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. And especially, you know, when you have ingredients that is quite unique. Sometimes I think, you know, we use things, but we don't know why we're using it. So we like to bring sort of the story behind it as well. So some ingredients could come from different parts of the world. And then that story, why, you know, coming with a different culture as well, that's quite rich. So we want to create an experience for people. When you're using the product, it's a moment to treat yourself, a moment to care for yourself, not just say, kind of routine you have to do.
Make
skincare fun, I think. Yeah.
And where at the moment can people find your products? So there'll be a lot of listeners listening in today thinking, right, I want to try this diagnostic tool and I want to simplify my whole skincare routine. Where can they go to buy your products?
We're currently direct to consumer. So if you just visit our website, wearewell.com, then you can see everything on there, from the diagnostic to actually we have a wealth of blogs, mm-hmm. articles on site that you can tap into, from self-care to community to everything, because we want is a destination that people come and just, you know, enjoy and have fun with us.
That's excellent. Well, thank you ever so much for joining us today, Karen. It's been brilliant to have your inputs. And if you're looking to tailor back your massive amount of bottles and containers that you have in your bathroom or bedroom, and you just want to simplify your skincare routine, then I'd recommend you do go to that website. I want to end today by talking to a beauty professional who can give us more insight into the most effective ingredients we can turn to for anti-aging. So I'm really delighted now to be joined by one of my favourite people in the whole wide world, Dr. Ahmed Al-Muntazar, otherwise known as the Aesthetics Doctor on Instagram. If you don't follow him already, well worth a follow, because he's incredibly knowledgeable about all things skincare and dermatology or aesthetic beauty. And the reason I wanted to talk to you today is all about being a busy mum and trying to juggle kids, career, and still looking and feeling your absolute best. And anti-aging, of course, is high on the agenda for many of us. And so welcome along. Lovely to speak to you again. Could you give people that don't already know you a bit of background about what you do?
My name is Dr. Ahmed Al-Muntasa. I'm an aesthetics doctor and GP. As Natalie mentioned, I'm known as the aesthetics doctor on Instagram and other social media platforms. I advocate for natural treatments, doctor-run clinics, and natural skincare that really improves your skin.
Brilliant. So let's talk specifically then. If you are a really busy mum and you really have very limited time and budget available to you, and certainly there's a lot of women out there that couldn't maybe afford things like Botox or, you know, the really extreme ends that you can go to, or may not be inclined to have it, which is also, mm-hmm. you know, personal choice. What can you do? You know, how should you be looking after your skin every day just to maximize your own natural youth?
I think when it comes to skincare, you should always work smarter, not harder, per se. No one has the time these days to have a 20-step routine. So a good quality cleanser, a vitamin C, a retinol, which is vitamin A, mm-hmm. a good moisturizer, and a good SPF, these are really the fab five for your skincare routine.
What key ingredient, if you were, as a dermatologist, to say, this is my one skincare ingredient to look out for on skincare products, what would it be?
Ooh, it's a bit of a difficult one, really.
Put you on the spot.
If you had one ingredient that's just a powerhouse when it comes to better skin quality, anti-aging, and just looking good, I would say it's a retinoid, probably. Yeah. Okay. Within that family, there are four main members. So there's retinaldehyde, retinol, so the famous one, mm-hmm. retinal, and tretinoin. Okay. Tretinoin is prescription in the UK. So retinol gets all the press because it's very popular, it's very stable, so it's easy to kind of commercially make it. But in my opinion, the other sibling, which is retinaldehyde, is actually a better ingredient when it comes to anti-aging and skin quality. The reason for that is actually retinol could dry you out a little bit if you don't use it right. And a lot of people end up starting with retinol and they're like, I feel a bit crispy. Yeah, it's a bit drying.
Yeah.
And actually retinaldehyde doesn't give you that dryness, but it gives you all the benefits.
So there's a couple of products that I haven't yet spoken about on this particular episode. And one of those is Nip and Fab, a brand that I think many people tuning in will be familiar with, but maybe not so familiar with the individual products that they do. Now, let's look at the Nip and Fab Vitamin C Scrub. A scrub, first of all, loads to talk about with exfoliation, but vitamin C as well. Can we talk a bit about how amazingly important vitamin C is if you want to achieve that lovely, fresh, glowing look?
There are so many ingredients out there when it comes to skincare. So I think sometimes people can feel quite overwhelmed. If you had to pick one or two ingredients that are a must in your routine, vitamin C is definitely one of them. So it's also known as L-ascorbic acid, which is one of the formulations of vitamin C. It's a powerful antioxidant. What that means, it protects your skin from the outside world. We're surrounded with pollution, with sunlight and so on. And all these things cause oxidative stress, which basically means that it causes the nature of the DNA in your cells to change, which can cause damage to those cells. So vitamin C protects you from that damage. So it's a very powerful protective antioxidant.
Do you know what? I love it these days, because for so long we've had beauty brands and sort of marketing companies of beauty brands really pulling the wool over our eyes and just bamboozling us with, you know, stats and with, you know, names of ingredients that just made no sense. And it's lovely now that we're able to really like drill down into what are these individual ingredients and what ones are actually going to benefit me and what ones are just basically fillers in a jar that are not necessary. Do you love that?
Absolutely. I mean, ultimately, and this is where social media came in, it gave, you know, the audience the power to educate themselves and actually make informed choices.
Yeah.
Because, you know, back in the day, people would just be like, buy this cream, has got ingredient X that marketers have just made up the name for it.
Yeah.
Whereas now people could actually read the ingredient list and be like, oh, actually, I've seen a story about this. I've seen something about this. Oh, this must be a good product. And I love that, because people really are making informed choices.
And as we've mentioned, follow the Aesthetics Doctor on Instagram for loads and loads of really entertaining tips about skincare. What have you been talking about recently on your channel?
Recently, I've actually been discussing all about peptides, because I think with the recent popularity of peptides, people don't really understand what they are. They're essentially the building blocks of healthy skin. So using good quality peptides, especially for younger individuals, could be a great way of improving, say, sensitivity, improving redness, and they just make your skin feel so good.
Brought to you on UK Health Radio, The Natural Beauty Show, an in-depth look at the beauty issues that affect you.